Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Okay. Come through, Queen. I wanna see ya. Come through, Queen.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan.
And Brendan.
And this is Come Through, Queen. Well, Brendan, another jam-packed episode this week.
Of course.
A lot of shows for us to get to.
Vanderpump premiere. Yeah.
A success in the ratings, one might say.
Yeah.
But we do have some news to get to.
Okay, so let's start with the Caroline Manzo news. This is from People Magazine. Caroline Manzo has sued Bravo over an alleged incident involving Brandi Glanville when the two former housewives were filming season, this says four, but it was actually five now because they switched, of Peacock's Ultimate Girls Trip spinoff. In documents obtained by People, the former Real Housewives New Jersey star claims that employees associated with the network and its affiliated companies, specifically Forest Productions, Warner Brothers, NBC Universal, Shed, and Peacock, quote, regularly ply the Real Housewives cast with alcohol, cause them to become severely intoxicated, and then direct, encourage, and or allow them to sexually harass other cast members because it is good for ratings, unquote.
So I don't know if the entirety or a large portion of the lawsuit is available online. Like, you can read excerpts of what Caroline is alleging. And I didn't read all of it, but I read a good chunk of it. And it is like really dark stuff. There's references to her own past trauma that's being like unearthed by this incident.
Yeah.
And after reading, I'm like, okay, I really don't need to see this at all. And yeah, I mean, it seems like we will never see it at this point now that there's a lawsuit involved.
Which is fine.
And I think the only other thing is like people are pointing out that Caroline's only suing essentially like the networks and the production company, and like Brandy's not involved in the lawsuit.
Other big news. So this trailer came out for Housewives and the Hustler 2, The Reckoning.
Yeah. So Dave Quinn first post from People Magazine posted on his Twitter account, like a little clip of Erica sitting down with victims. And it was shot so differently than Housewives and even than what her spinoff looked like. And it was like, everyone was like, what is this?
Well, I initially thought it was the spinoff. I thought it was Blame It on Blonde or whatever.
Bet It All on Blonde.
But then it turns out it is this Hulu documentary.
Yeah.
And obviously we watched the first Hulu documentary and it was like a takedown of Erica Jayne. So the fact that she's participating in this is so interesting to me.
Yeah. Especially, okay, so we've only seen the trailer. I mean, we saw the little clip at first, which didn't really give too much information other than just like her walking into the little sit down. The extended trailer does not seem like we're going to be like changing our tune and now painting Erica in a good light.
Sure.
The trailer is suggesting that Erica will be continued to be painted in a bad light.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because she agreed to partake in this.
I know. And I feel like she also went, I know she did the sit down, but I also feel like she went to like some other event
yes.
with the victims.
There was some event that was like a more public facing.
Yeah.
And they seemed to be okay at that point. So maybe I'm misreading this trailer and like it will land in a better place for her than I expect.
Maybe, but also like you never know with like these kind of documentaries, like maybe she agreed to it and then it gets spun in a way that she's not agreeable to. Who knows?
Yeah. So this will be on Hulu.
February 12th.
February 12th. I don't think we're getting back into like the Shaw Shocker territory. I think this will be interesting once again.
Yeah. I didn't watch the Shaw Shocker or whatever it was called.
Yeah. That one was just not good.
Nothing burger.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got two upcoming Lifetime original movies.
Oh, my God.
So, first one, people can exclusively confirm that The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills alum Denise Richards and The Real Housewives of Atlanta star NeNe Leakes are joining forces with Kim Jong-un. Oh, geez. Kim Jong-un.
Harry Avec
and Melissa Ford for the new Lifetime movie, Hunting Housewives. The movie will chronicle the story of four housewives who find themselves stranded in the wilderness after a plane crash. They must use their wits and determination if they ever hope to make it back home to their families, according to an official synopsis. So to me, this is like, okay, we're marrying housewives and yellow jackets.
And like Lost.
And Lost.
Yeah. It's almost a shame this is a mere movie and not a series.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I am happy for NeNe because on Bethany's podcast, she talked about how she's essentially been blackballed. Like she's found it nearly impossible to work anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm glad she's doing something with the movie star Bond girl, Denise Richards herself.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
I will be seated.
I guess I'll watch.
You guess you'll sit?
Okay, yeah. Okay. But let's talk about the second one.
Which I'm pre-seating my oven.
Okay. Lisa Rinna to star opposite daughter Delilah Hamlin for first time in Lifetime movie Mommy Meanest. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Lisa Rinna will star opposite her daughter Delilah Hamlin for the first time in the Lifetime movie Mommy Meanest. Mommy Meanest is set to premiere later this year on the cable channel. Inspired by actual events, the movie tells the story of a teenage girl with a history of emotional trauma who is relentlessly cyberbullied, only to discover that the culprit behind the horrific texts is her very own mother. Yikes.
Okay, so I think further in the article it says like, Delilah's not playing Lisa Rinna's daughter.
Okay.
So I do think Lisa is the titular mean mommy, but Delilah is not the recipient of the bullying.
Okay. Wasn't there like a weird issue like a couple years ago with like Lisa and one of the children?
Oh, yes. And I think it's this child.
Okay.
Because Amelia is the brunette. And Delilah's the blonde?
I thought they just like change hair.
I know, they do morph a little bit.
Amelia was dating Scott Disick? Or yeah. Was Delilah?
No, I think it was Amelia. Yeah, that's
right. Do you think
right.
Delilah's sounds named right. after Delilah? Love someone tonight?
Could you imagine?
I mean,
I feel like if you had a daughter, you would name it after Delilah Loves Someone Tonight.
Oh, of course.
That would be like a top contender.
Yeah, up there. And Hey There, Delilah.
Hey There, Delilah.
What's it like in New York City?
Yeah, and you'd be like, I got the answer, baby.
Yeah, look out the window.
Look out the window, baby. I'm more excited for this because like, while Denise Richards and NeNe Leakes both have acted, like, Lisa Rinna is a Lifetime actress. Not that, like, she's ever done... I don't even know if she's ever done a Lifetime movie.
Okay, but, like...
But she's going to give us, like, the camp...
Sure, yeah.
...for Lifetime.
And the plot is more Lifetime than the other plot.
Yeah.
Like, this is, like, you would turn on, like, the TV in, like, the 90s, and this would be the plot. But, yeah. Like, instead of cyberbullying, it'd be, like, like crank calling.
crank calling. I've not heard that in like a lifetime.
I got in big trouble.
I could bet.
When I was in fourth grade at a sleepover, we had to, the school counselor had to come to our class because we spent the night we were on a sleepover. Me and like
some bad boys.
Three of my friends were all
gay bad boys.
Most of us are gay now. And yeah, the counselor, because we called everyone in the like class directory.
Oh my God. You got to go with strangers.
No. Come on. It's more fun when you know them.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. And then like the trail comes back to you. You dummy.
Anyways, speaking of trails, let's go to Potomac.
Happy trails.
Yeah.
Okay. Potomac. How did Wendy Osefo and Eddie Osefo get cameras in the Osefo home at 4:27 a.m. for like blowing out candles on a cupcake?
Also, what a scary way to wake up. To wake up to fire.
Not to be like, not to be tinfoil hat.
It's filmed later.
Are we filming at nighttime and like just lying?
Well, let's think about this. So it reminds me of when Jersey would have Christmas episodes. Mm-hmm. It's like, are we there on Christmas Day? Oh my God. Are we letting production go home to their families?
Oh my God. We need to ask Greg Bennett. He probably knows the answer to this.
True.
He would reveal.
Greg, are you listening?
Greg reveals all.
They should give him like a 2-hour special where he reveals.
Like Hulu?
No, like on Bravo.
But like Bravo doesn't want to reveal. Yeah. I don't think Bravo wants to reveal.
True. Okay.
Okay. Okay. So that's the Osefo home.
But like, can we reflect back? Waking up to fire.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, what do? Do you grab the fire extinguisher?
Well, you like touch the door, but with the back of your hand.
Oh my God.
You stop, drop, and roll.
Have you ever been in like a fire situation?
No, it's my biggest fear.
How many fires have you caused, Brendan?
No. Actually, do you remember my old Hell's Kitchen apartment? There was a fire in the basement. Remember how I didn't remember how I didn't have like heat for like months?
And didn't you like want to kiss the firefighters? I remember.
No.
You did.
No. No. Remember?
Did you take pictures of them?
No, the firefighters were gone. Remember how I didn't have heat for months?
Yeah, but you...
And I was sitting there eating...
You're strong.
...soup.
to warm your body.
Literally, it was back when Hale and Hardy was still around, so I would order soup.
Thank God. What would you have done without
Hale? I know, I'd order soup and sit there in my robe and my winter hat.
You were sitting there in your robe and winter hat anyway.
I know, but I tried to go to my city council person, who you know who that was.
And he's like, go scratch.
Yeah.
Okay. The Wendy show stuff is feeling a little silly, but like the Happy Eddie thing is actually interesting.
It makes sense, yeah.
And like a good move.
Very good move. Like, is it called? It's not called the Wendy show. It's the Dr. Wendy show.
Oh, of course.
Because I'm like, if you're calling it the Wendy show, it's
yeah.
She's been missing for 200 something
years. Ask Renee Rapp. She could tell you. Okay. Jizzy and Ashley. Lulu meets Rihanna Savage.
G-A-N-P.
G-N-A.
N-A.
What's the B?
In my brain, I was like G-A, and then I was like, the gap.
Okay, yeah. I mean, Ashley gets like dragged for this, rightfully so, by Candace and Wendy later in the episode. She's like, what? How is this the business that you think the audience is going to like support based on storylines? If anything, like Ashley could have partnered up with someone else, maybe.
And I mean, like Giselle should just do like something with her face. Like a business being like, here's how you look pretty.
Look at my beautiful face. That's the business. Okay. Karen Huger's 2 or 3 episode spinoff, firmly canon. The way it had an HBO Succession theme song in honor of like the success of Succession. Mm-hmm. And when Karen says like the titular name, do we have a succession plan?
Yeah.
That was a moment in history.
That is a moment in history. I also, Karen's thing where she loves to like pick and choose people to come to Surrey County.
Yeah.
It's like, why can't you just invite everyone from the jump? But I like the drama that it creates.
Yeah. It created a lot of drama.
And I'm sorry, Giselle, God, loser behavior not going.
Yeah. Okay. That might open the door to a greater conversation of, I feel like we're all talking about like the reunion is game time
mm-hmm.
for all the girls.
Mm-hmm.
We got to show what we are bringing to the table, where we are going from the table,
mm-hmm.
who's shaking the table.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of table work yeah. at work.
Tables, chairs.
Yeah.
I don't want to make any predictions now.
Yeah.
I have to see the reunion to believe. Yeah. But I do need the girls to come. And from what you sent about Candace
yeah.
today, if she's willing to move forward with the women,
yeah.
I think that's important.
That's good.
Yeah.
Right now, it's Giselle who seems the most stubborn.
In episode, it's Giselle and Candace both.
But Candace showed up to the trip.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, sure.
With one enemy.
Yeah.
Who she's actually, like, able to have fun with.
Joking with, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what did she say she called Ashley, like, about the bathroom or whatever?
The bathroom. What about the bathroom?
She said, like, she has a nicking for Ashley because Ashley was like, oh, I'm gonna, like, have to pee or something like that. I don't know. I forget.
Okay.
Anyways, they're making gas station margaritas.
Mm.
Which, is that just, like, Mountain Dew and tequila?
I don't know, but Wendy was like having the time of her life.
Yeah.
But I do want to go a little bit more into the planning of this trip for a second. Because at the planning event for this trip, the day date with Karen and Ray,
mm-hmm.
we're ordering a dragon roll appetizer
and a shrimp Alfredo.
Now, there's a few things to talk about here. I'm not sure I've seen anyone order an Alfredo in 20 years.
Okay.
Do people order Alfredos? Are Alfredos even available on menu?
I mean, like, if you're going to, like,
a Medigan Italian like restaurant?
Olive Garden.
Medigan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, it's also, like, you don't eat cheese. So it's, like, you're not looking at the Alfredo.
As a kid, like, famously, one of my first allergic reactions, we were at an Italian restaurant, and I ordered, like, something Alfredo. And I'm like, I don't think I want this. And my parents were like, no, finish it. I'm like sitting there like eating it, like having an allergic reaction.
Jeez, Liz.
I mean, we can like look back, laugh, and love at this point.
We can look back, laugh, and love. No, but I also just like, to me, shrimp Alfredo. It's like we always talk about like the cheese and seafood.
Yeah, the thing. Italians don't mix.
Yeah. And it's like, I'm trying to think of like what cheese and seafood is acceptable.
So like American Italians love.
You're an American Italian.
A shrimp Parmesan.
Oh.
They do.
No, I'm just saying.
Like a breaded shrimp.
Breaded shrimp.
Tomato sauce, mozzarella on top.
Okay.
No, but I am an American Italian, but I have strong ties to the boot. Well, actually, not even the boot.
Yeah, like your dad's like off
to the
boat,
soccer
right?
ball.
Yeah,
to the soccer ball that the boot is kicking.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
It looks more like a chicken cutlet.
No, a chicken thigh.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
I could go down a road about seafood and cheese, but we don't need to go down there. Yeah.
But I did love Karen yelling at Ray for like, first of all, this being a day date, and then him wanting to order off of the happy hour menu.
Yeah. What did he order again? He ordered his own like rolls, I think.
It didn't send a chill down my spine, so I can't recall off the top of my head.
Okay.
Unlike the dragon roll shrimp Alfredo.
Yeah.
And I did have a lot of fun. Like we've done plenty of this in the past, but I thought like in particular this was well done. The like text overlays on the screen.
Yeah, like the little hearts and then like
the hearts, the messages coming in. Yeah. I thought that was like some of the best text work we've ever seen on television.
Give him an Emmy.
Give him an Emmy for text work.
Catch up to me.
We had Mia and Robin, who are not going on the trip, sitting in a room of salt, being salty.
Which, like, it's like, what happens when you're sitting in a room of salt? Like, vibes?
Well, I believe one of the attendants were like, okay, you're going to be cleansed. You're going to be renewed. You're going to be rejoicing.
Do like orbs come at you? Like, who, how much do you think this costs to sit in a room of salt?
Whatever it is, like, that's, the profit margin's got to be great.
Yeah.
Right? Are they not replacing the salt each time?
Yeah. All you, like, the only, like, thing they have to pay for is, like, socks and laundering the socks. Because remember, like, they had to put on those socks?
Yeah. I did enjoy the tale that Robin told of one of the first times she was hanging out with Karen. Like, Karen was showing her something on the phone, and there was a screenshot of Robin and her family saved in her photos. I think that was worth noting.
That's, like, my biggest fear, actually. Like, showing something on your phone. Somebody. Oh, and right. Then they're like, oh, why do you have, like, 7 AI renderings of me?
The story your phone would tell. Okay. We did have Giselle touring NECA's home paired with a flashback of Karen giving NECA a tour of Potomac.
Mm-hmm.
And perfect moment to mention that we did this week a Patreon bonus episode talking about
homes
of Potomac, our fond memories. Since we're in, like, a dire time with Potomac, we thought, like, let's look back on, like, simpler times.
Yeah. And I'm here to tell you, Giselle's home is great.
Oh, my God. Brennan's raving about Giselle's current home in our bonus episode.
When we get a shot of it, it does look great. We've come a long way.
You got to give most improved, at least.
Yeah. We've come a long way from her shooting that... What was the...
The Vaccination.
No. What was clinic. The talk show?
Oh,
Bravo,
my God. The
chat?
Bravo chat room?
Chat room, yeah.
In... With, like either the stone wall or the purple wall behind her.
Which I would love to do. You know how, like, sometimes, like, the cuts will do, like, an oral history of... GQ actually just did an oral history of looking, which was good.
Oh.
But I would love an oral history of the Bravo chat room.
Okay.
Because, like, that started as, like, Kate Chastain got a deal with Bravo, and somehow she was kicked off that show. Yeah. So I would love to talk about that.
Yeah. Let's get those voices in.
Yeah. And we'll talk about Kate later with the
traitors. Okay. Okay. So now back in Surrey County, we were able to invite more women because we increased Karen's liability insurance.
So sick.
I mean, Karen is carrying this season. She's Karening the season on her back.
Isn't it funny that we've got Karen Huger, and in a world when like Karen is the most negative thing that you can call a woman, but we've got the most positive representation of a Karen.
She's actually like single-handedly salvaging the Karen name.
She is.
No offense to the Karens listening, but like maybe you should like buddy up with Karen Huger.
Yeah, Karen Huger, and then like Karen Carpenter. May she rest.
May she rest, R.E.P. Okay. The thing is, I guess the problem with the season, this whole season just really boils down to like, who's inviting who? Who's not inviting who? Who's invited and they won't come? Because like we even have this in like the bus, like, Wendy's having something and won't invite NECA maybe.
And I thought, or I think, that in 2024, 2023, there should be a rule with producers. You can't not invite anyone.
Yeah, everyone's just automatically invited.
Everyone's in, bitch.
We gotta film together.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Okay. The louder the cackle, the more Wendy O'Cephalos bothered, was Ashley Darby's theory.
Oh my God, whenever someone says cackle, I always think about like one specific thing that we don't have to get into, but yeah.
Okay. I mean, Candace and Ashley, like, doing the tree branch wishbone, running through the fields together.
Two sisters.
There's hope. Keep hope alive.
Yeah.
It's really the lawsuit that I think is really ruining things right now, mm-hmm. when it comes to that.
And it's like the lawsuit. So like don't we have this like rule in Bravo where you're not allowed to like file a lawsuit against somebody, but Michael's not on Bravo anymore.
Exactly.
So he gets around that.
Ugh, so frustrating.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much it for Shore County.
Yeah. The thing is like us talking about this episode
makes you feel better.
Makes me feel better because like people are so negative on Potomac, but I'm like, actually there were a lot of moments in this episode where I was having a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here we are.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Vanderpump Rules.
Not a lot of moments where I was having a good time.
I'm back in the headspace of like where I was like 9, 10, like 9 going into 10 of like, we're really just like going through the motions as television reality robots.
Okay, so here's the thing with Vanderpump Rules.
Mm.
So obviously what happened last year was a monumental time in reality television.
Yeah.
Like we released like an emergency episode happened. It was like our most successful episode of last year.
Our most successful episode last year.
But for me, the pop culture machine took over Scandoval and it just like pumped a little too hard.
Yeah.
Where now coming into this episode, I'm exhausted.
Yeah. And I think another big thing about this episode is how much time has elapsed since filming this.
Yeah. Because this was filmed like 3 months after Scandoval happened, right?
After like the blow up, not like the reunion. I think like they started filming like a month after the reunion.
Cause the blow up happened in March. This was filmed starting in June. Cause we're like, oh, we're going to have the best summer. Like they cheers that at some point.
Oh yeah.
And it always starts in June basically.
Mm.
I don't want to be too negative on it because it's episode one and it did a job of like setting certain things up.
Yeah.
Here's what I like. I like exploring the Katie Maloney, Tom Schwartz post-divorce relationship.
Yeah.
I think that's interesting.
Yeah.
Because like he's kind of allowing her to like be tough on him.
Mm.
And I like that.
I mean, they're actually one of the few pairs of people on the show that are not in relationships that makes sense for them to even like.
Like there's chemistry interact. There, yeah.
Yeah.
Like not even, not romantic chemistry, but like just chemistry as like far as like we know each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, you bring up a good point. Like, even when, like, we're at Tom later in the episode, and, like, Ariana's, like, having a difficult time, and she's, like, leaning on Katie. And I'm like, I know y'all are business partners, but, like, I don't know.
I never bought the Katie-Ariana friendship. And I do think we did touch down on a reason why they had trouble developing the friendship, which was like Tom hated Katie.
It was addressed, yeah.
But I don't think Ariana likes Katie that much either. And I don't think Katie likes Ariana that much.
It's interesting because I really want them to vibe and I want them to be like a thing.
It feels so fake and put on.
Yeah, but I will say, so I did see them in person at BravoCon, and I was a foot away from them, and they were doing interviews together. And I did feel at BravoCon that they did have it,
a warmth.
But that was months after this.
After
this,
yeah. So they could have grown some, but like you've been together, you've known each other for 10 years.
Yeah, it also like comes down to like different. They exist in different friend groups usually, and they are put together for the show.
Yeah.
Like Katie obviously is like, was always close with like Stassi.
Yeah.
And like, I don't think like Kristen at some points, and like, she's really close with Dana, who's no longer on the show, which I also don't understand why Dana's not on the show.
It is. Okay. I don't understand why we pared down the cast so hard.
Yeah.
Like we have so few players right now.
Mm-hmm.
And someone tweeted online, like, this would have been the season to really
bulk up. Because all these people, there's so many players who were in, like, a part of this. Like, give the two Logans, like, the gay Logans a tray.
Yeah. Speaking of giving a tray, there is no tray.
Yeah.
No one works at Sir right now.
I know.
The last vestige of Sir was Rachel.
I know. There's like the one guy who came into TomTom and he was given like the Sir employee Chiron.
But he's not even friend of.
I know. And the way that they're putting Lisa in the mix in a way, like her sitting with the gals at TomTom in that last scene, like more and like cheersing with them. I'm like, okay, I see what we're doing.
And this is because she's an owner of TomTom. Like that's the justification of this.
And it's like there's... We have to incorporate her because there's the thing that we used to do with Lisa was bring everyone to Kiss the Ring because they all worked for her.
Yeah.
Now none of them work for her.
So what is she going to do the rest of the season?
I don't know. I always liked her though.
Okay.
Check out my interview with her from 2016, the day before Trump was elected
in
Vanity Fair.
All right. James and this whole, like, I cannot believe what Tom Sandoval did to me. It's like, shut up.
Like, what exactly did he do to you? Oh, I guess he did hook up with
his ex, but like, you're like, it's not like you were with her at that time. You were in another relationship.
True. But like, I'm not a James fan, but like, don't you think there is something like with somebody who's like your quote unquote friend,
okay,
but, like getting with your ex.
But I think like you're going by the rules of like normal
people.
Like these are not people who are friends.
I know, but we're supposed to view
pretend
this as normal people.
Yeah.
I think that's why we're not getting it this season. But I think that like
the layman,
like I said in a text earlier, are invested. Like the fact that Watch What Happens Live after this episode, according to Bravo ratings, which I believe.
Yeah.
That's Bible to me.
Yeah, that's Bible.
Had almost 1 million viewers. And
with Michael Rapaport, no less.
Yeah. And Potomac is getting like...
0.6.
0.6. Like 600,000.
Yeah.
It's like the laymen are getting this. Yeah.
The laymen are loving and lapping it up. Oh, and like... I'm sure there are people who listen to this who are like love and lap it up. And like this by no means is disrespect to you. Like there is a reason to be watching this.
And I'm going to LA tomorrow. Find me at TomTom, probably.
Oh my God. No, go to Schwartz and Sandy's.
I should.
Have you ever been to Schwartz and Sandy's?
No. Okay. Also, I'm staying downtown, so that's so far away from both properties, so I probably won't get down there.
No, go.
But, okay.
Go. You must. It's interesting how much... Oh, okay. It's interesting how much Rachel
is present
without being present.
So here's the thing. You can tell, okay, you can tell Lala and Vanderpump, Pinky herself, these producer-minded folks, their little schemes to try to get Rachel back. And I know Dan's a big fan of Rachel's podcast, and I think she alluded to this or talked about how they were trying to get her back on this season.
Okay, here's, I talk about the Rachel podcast more in the pre-show. And don't say I'm a big fan. I'm just like,
you are.
I do have a broken brain that like cannot get enough of it at this moment. But Rachel reveals in this where like, it says like, oh, she saw it. She like saw my voice memo. She's like, I didn't have access to my phone. I was still at the facility. My publicist had access to my, this was an Instagram DM, had access to like my DMs and listened to it before I did.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Also, like, if you're reaching out to somebody, maybe they didn't have each other's numbers, but like to do it via voice memo on an Instagram DM, maybe that's how young people work. Isn't Lala like my age? How old is she?
I couldn't tell you. Okay. There was a Tom Sandoval shaped hole in this episode while he's out filming with JoJo Siwa.
And some other guy.
Vile.
Who is a big part of like this culture.
Yeah. He's a bachelor.
Yeah.
He's
like interviewing every Vanderpump Rules person.
Oh, though. Yeah. Well, because he knows what gets the ratings.
Yeah. He'll be on Traitor season 3.
For sure.
Yeah.
Especially now that the Bachelor has been cracked open there in that universe.
What?
Like the option for Bachelor contestants has been cracked open by Pilot Pete.
No, it happened in season 1.
Who is the Bachelor?
That like one guy who almost made it to the ends. Yeah. Ari?
Yes. He almost transcended Bachelor. Like he almost felt like a normie to me.
Yeah.
Did he?
Because he was hanging with the normies against Suri. Yes.
The normies who cried. Yeah. And he was crying. Yeah. Okay. Okay. When it's like four sisters out for girls' night.
Five. Because Elisa's there.
No. That's Tom Tom. When they met up like another night.
Oh, at the Den, a place I've been.
Okay. Yeah. So four sisters. It's like never have there been four sisters who should not be sisters.
It's four strangers.
Four strangers.
All of us strangers.
It's all of us strangers. I mean, it was like spoken about gently of like Lala being like, oh, you don't really like me to Ariana.
And Ariana's like, I love you.
And it's like, no, like, I don't like you. Like, you are a little snake.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking
about? Her pulling that and then like, like talking about her being a snake. And it's like, what the fuck? I will say that place has good Brussels sprouts.
I love a good Brussels sprout. Yeah. Much like Canteen in Provincetown.
Yeah.
Oh, something that... Okay, I don't know. I hope that I don't get like tomatoes thrown at me.
Boo.
But something that made me sick to my stomach.
Sure, yeah.
Was that Tom Tom when we had like fans wall to wall, like it's a concert packed, like in the periphery, like cheering and holding their phones when Ariana was dancing.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is so corny.
I think we're purposely being set up for Ariana's takedown.
Okay. Lala like talked about it gently during Watch What Happens Live. Did you watch that or no?
I couldn't stomach it.
Yeah, I know. It didn't. It made you feel sick.
Yeah.
But Lala, I almost wonder if it's a fake out.
About Ariana's takedown?
Yeah.
Well, also like Lala showed up to support Ariana's opening night at Chicago.
Yeah.
Which I will say, Ariana of Bravo celebrities, better at timing her side projects than probably anyone else in the Bravo universe recently.
Well, I mean, she only has so much control over that. I'm sure, like, the Chicago was like, when is Vanderpump Rules premiering?
Right. Which, like, what I'm saying is, yes. Like, all these books that come out at random times, the publishing company should be like, when is Salt Lake City premiering? When is whatever premiering? Yeah. But, I mean, Ariana's team and everyone around her is doing a much better job than any other Bravo celebrities recently.
Sure. Yeah. Are you going to go sing?
I think maybe. Depending on prices. It's Bravo.
Oh my God.
Broadway's so expensive.
But the freaks are probably buying on the tickets.
I know. And then once you like get the ticket, it's like you go in, you try to get a wine, and it's like, oh, $24. Okay.
$24 glass of wine.
For like something that's out of like one of those like sad Magnum bottles.
Don't mind if I do.
And yeah, I'm doing it.
You're going to say, don't mind if I do.
And now on Broadway, they do. Do you want a double or a triple?
No.
They do.
They took it from Vegas.
Yeah.
That fateful night when Alex and I were at Christina Aguilera's concert.
There was a time when we weren't allowed to speak of that night.
Well, we still speak gently of it. We speak gently.
I remember it was like off limits for a long time.
Okay. Is there anything else about Bump?
No, I think we covered.
Schwartz got bugs in his house. Why? Like, truly makes you feel sick.
The thing is, it's like...
you're bringing bugs into the home.
I know, but like something always brings me back to him.
Stop. Okay. Why don't we do Beverly Hills? She.
Great.
Okay. I think I have to give a little context to my viewing of this Beverly Hills. Garcelle earlier that day tweets, wrapping things up in Spain, tune in tonight. And I'm like, didn't we just unpack our bags last episode?
But she lied.
She lied. But next episode, we're Kyle's with Mo. And last week's episode, we took the plane there.
Yeah, but like, I thought I saw previews for next week's episode where we're still in...
We are still in Spain.
Okay.
But I think end of episode, Kyle and Mo have scenes back in Beverly Hills.
Okay. Well, Garcelle lied.
She did lie for this. I know. So, like...
just kidding. Love you, Garcelle.
No, but I'm viewing this episode. I'm like, I cannot even... like, we flew all the way here for two nights in Spain? How could that be?
That's what they do now.
But maybe it's like three nights in Spain, really. Yeah.
I actually wonder... I think I would love to study this. Mm. I would love to ask producers of early seasons when we started doing vacations compared to now.
Yeah.
Because I think like vacation times maybe went down.
Oh, the number of days.
Yeah. Like I feel like,
used to be there for like a week.
I feel like, for example, like Scary Islands, that vacation, because remember we started on a yacht and then we went to Scary Islands.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure that must have been like 4 or 5 nights.
Yeah, yeah.
And now we're doing like...
Three,
then go back.
Three in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
Not on the weekend.
Well, yeah, the discounts.
Yeah, the discounts. Okay, Crystal's on death's door. And Anna Marie's tending to her. The way she said, like, she's going to stroke out. Something about that, like, rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah.
Especially in, like, the patient's presence.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know how you're helping the situation.
Not great. And then, like, it's revealed that, like, Crystal has all this, like, history with her family, with, like, high blood pressure and, like, heart stuff.
I think
and
I have history.
Yada, yada, yada. Then she, like, comes through later. Yeah.
She's like, I'm ready for paella.
Yeah.
Okay. When the women are marching over to the church, and Erica, stone cold sober, is screeching, like, I've done this shit already 30 minutes ago.
It's crazy.
And it's, like, a clip of, like, her sitting in the church. It's like, okay. We have stuff to shoot.
Like, she went inside when, like, Crystal was having a medical emergency.
She went to go pray for Crystal. Is Crystal okay?
Is Crystal okay?
Oh.
That's like a... We have to explain what that means.
A peek behind the curtain. Like, back when that very strange rollout in 2020 happened of, like, the announcement of Crystal, like, joining the cast. Mm-hmm. And there was like a strange video that was released of like Crystal with Kathy Hilton on that trip in like, what was it? It was like a wooden area.
Lake Tahoe.
And like, it felt like Crystal was being like held captive by Kathy Hilton, like held at gunpoint. And we were asking ourselves like, is Crystal okay?
And I think like our like main group text was, is Crystal okay for a while. Now we actually have to change it. I don't like what it is.
Oh yeah. I mean, it is a Vanderpump Rules reference.
Yeah.
We got to pack it up.
We need to change it. Mm. Maybe we just go back to, is Crystal okay?
Well, I mean, it's like funny how like things things come full circle.
Yeah.
Like we are asking that very question this episode.
Yeah. We spent a lot of time in church between Housewives shows this week.
Oh, yes. Take me to church.
No, 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 no. Okay. That will help us with the Irish.
Mm. Oh, well,
Isn't he Irish?
I know we brought them in last week.
Yeah.
And now we're keeping them with Hoy.
Exactly. Hosier.
Hosier.
Hosier?
Isn't that like what the women wear? Like hosiery?
Also, Irish people... Stay.
Stay.
My name is Brendan.
Brendan.
That is a very Irish name.
Davis.
Davis. No, but I did tear up a little bit when Sutton and...
the fourth sister?
Kyle were... Yeah, when the fourth sister and Kyle were talking. I actually did think it was like really sweet.
I mean, you got to give it to those two. They sell friendship. They sell sisterhood.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike... most of the girls.
Yeah.
Across cities and franchises.
Yeah. I mean, Kyle was famously Sutton's landlord. There's no better connection than that.
There's not a greater bond of sisterhood that comes up than the landlord-tenant relationship. Okay. We have like round 7 of Garcelle and Dorit. I just want to run away.
This one at least like ended with Dorit being like, I understand, darling.
And Garza's like, okay.
Okay.
We got it. We're good. Okay. And then we have like supermarket sweep in the shops of Barcelona.
Just like to get decorative fans.
Now, I don't know why we're setting a timer. Like, what do we have to do?
I don't know.
But Sutton's setting timers. We're buying 10 fans. We're buying rings that don't fit.
We're buying like more fans than like some Bravo fan accounts buy it for themselves.
Oh my God. We have never purchased a single fan.
I know.
Ugh. Maybe we should have.
No, that's so sick.
All right. No, all are organic here.
We're like fucking Whole Foods.
Okay. Let's go home. We have a dinner to attend to.
We're doing dinner in the home again.
Yeah.
It's like...
I didn't really like...
Can't we rent out a restaurant?
Although I gotta say like the storyline of like from Storm and then like the Pokemon evolution of like Storm's daddy is here.
And like we're pretending Storm's dad is hotter than him.
At
least Garcelle is.
You know what? Like I think it's kind of like Storm is a little young once you get a look at the daddy. And like the dad's not that old. It's just like...
He's like your age.
Like, we actually, like, I think the great comparison here is, like, we got Charmander, we got Charizard, and, like, you're in the market for a Charmeleon. You know what I mean?
I'm, like, disassociating. I have no idea what you're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, you do. Charmeleon's in the middle.
I can't, like, put my eyes on him. I know what Charizard looks like.
He's,
I
like,
know
a big monster.
Wait, what's the little one?
Charmander.
I know what he looks like.
Yeah.
And then I know what Charizard looks like because he's in Smash Brothers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't put my eyes on like the little one, the middle one.
Charmeleon's like the angsty teen. He's like got a little bit of an attitude.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Paella.
Okay, so Garcelle, a woman of her age, never once having paella? How?
Crazy.
She hasn't
been the eagle.
The same thought crossed my mind when they were making paella. I was like, I wonder how this compares with the New York City Eagles' famous paella.
Yeah. I think I've had it once or twice.
Mm.
Yeah. I'll try anything.
Yeah. I love paella. Ooh, especially the seafood paella.
Mm.
Love it. I'm like a shrimp Alfredo.
Oh. I did love the mishmash of this dinner party.
It almost felt like we were introducing not quite like real girlfriends of Paris, but like real adult friends of Barcelona.
Yes. Do you know what it reminded me of? And this is going to be a very niche reference.
Oh.
In the book, Call Me By Your Name.
Yeah.
You know when they you know when they go to Rome and they have that one night after the book party where they're out late with like that group of people.
Okay.
And they like ask like a restaurant to open up and like serve them late night.
Sure.
And like they're just with like a mix mishmash like group of very like European like people and they're like having the time of their lives and like that kind of thing.
So it's the Barcelona Architects.
Exactly.
I love it.
People know what I mean. If you're cultured, you know what I mean.
I gotta say, Drunk Erica was fun.
Yes. the Oracle.
Drunk Rain Man Erica. Like, knowing everything. She knew everything. Namely, she knew Brooklyn's a dump. The way she screamed, Brooklyn, what a dump.
And I will say, parts of art.
No, we love all of
them. I'm just kidding. No, I love all of Brooklyn.
All of Brooklyn.
Manhattan's a dump.
Oh, Manhattan's a dump.
I mean, have you been there recently?
Oh, my God. Our dear Sutton, being a fellow Brooklyn girl. Maybe that's what we saw in her.
I mean, her being a Georgia girl who landed in Brooklyn at one point, that's it's key like to my heart.
You're holding the mirror up to yourself.
Exactly. And then also another added thing. Let's talk about the ashes.
Okay. There was like a scene. There's a part where like Erica's like, Merce is in a Ziploc. And like no one responds. Didn't you feel like stuff was edited out?
Maybe. But also like, okay. I don't know if you've ever had to deal with a human's ashes.
Yeah.
But they quite literally are given to you
in a plastic bag.
In a plastic bag.
What, like, and the way that, like, I think it was Kyle who was like, oh, put it in a nice, beautiful velvet sash. It's like, the ashes will stick to the cloth. Like, is that what you want?
Yeah. Okay, so.
Oh.
My dad died the month before I went to college.
Mm.
And so my, when we were leaving to drive me to college, me and my mom.
Yeah.
The UPS guy was driving by.
Oh, no.
My dad's ashes in the car with us, and they stayed under my mom's driver's seat in her car.
Wow.
Until December. So from September to December, then we disposed of them. Not disposed of them. No. We spread them. We spread them in Massachusetts. Mm. But quite literally, you're given a box with a plastic bag in it. Yeah.
I mean, I think what better way to seal and store.
Yeah.
I know. The women are being a little sassy.
Yeah. And like it would be better if it was a Ziploc because that has like a clear opening. Yeah. No, this is like one of those plastic bags where you just have to fold like rip over. And then like they go all over you.
Okay. Anything else about that night? Or do you want to go to the next one?
No, I just like want to be with those people.
The erudites.
Yeah.
Sutton the next morning, being consoled by her sister, Kyle, thinking about having to like spread the ashes. And then talking about like the dad and the marriage. I guess like Sutton is center diamond.
I do think she's giving a lot, especially the season, like when she talks about her dad, like and that whole thing. And I thought like people were going to be like mean about her talking about her dad comparing like to Kyle's friend, Lorene. Yeah. But I'm glad that like people were like, oh, actually like she's experiencing like trauma again because of this experience.
Yeah. Son's a star of the show.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay. Miami.
Let's go.
I'm loving this trip. This is a fun trip to be on.
Wild.
Everyone dressing sexy for church.
Just like the amount of church we had between these two episodes, I was like, should I enroll in church? Do I have to enroll?
You have to like Sign the sign-in sheet.
But should I?
Maybe.
Yeah. That might fix me.
Jesus Christ. I love how we have sexy outfits, but we're bringing shawls.
I know.
So that we're ready for fun after.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah.
We kind of got a lot of Julia's we already knew the backstory, but the backstory is coming into play in many ways this episode.
And I know we knew the backstory, but I don't think I've ever landed
this
properly on the backstory.
Yeah, I mean, how did that play out? It was Gertie, Julia, Adriana.
Mm-hmm.
And Adriana was annoyed with Gertie or something. Maybe. When Gertie was relating to a miscarriage, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I never properly landed this hard on Julia's backstory. So this was surprising to me. And then she was also doing the thing where she was not wanting to make the church thing about her because it was Gertie's moment.
Yeah.
You know, everyone gets their one moment with God.
Yeah. So the church was a good moment for the girls to support each other.
And Larsa was supportive of Gertie, is nice. And I know how much you love Larsa.
Well, Larsa, comma, matriarch. Right? She is.
Matriarch of what?
Of Real Housewives of Miami. And Traitor season 2.
Who would you actually say is the matriarch of Miami?
Well, right now I think we are in flux. And it's Larsa's for the taking. I think Alexia's losing the crown.
Of course, yeah.
Especially it's losing the crown while losing that apartment. The apartment was part of, that was the throne room for the matriarch.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And now that we don't know where she's landing, not the matriarch.
Okay.
Who would you say? You would say Marisol, I'm sure.
Yeah.
In her bungalow.
I want to live in the bungalow.
Yeah.
Adriana.
Ooh, interesting.
Getting on the fucking phone with, what's his name?
Emilio.
Emilio Estefan.
Estefan. A bee in my bonnet with, I hate when you're on a FaceTime and the person, when both people are not matching the other's energy of one is horizontal and one's vertical.
Well, he's obviously on his
computer,
MacBook. Yeah.
So Adriana, you have to turn it.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no option.
Yeah.
Oh, are you going to defend the matriarch?
I'm not going to defend. I'm saying let's not FaceTime from our MacBooks.
I actually kind of prefer that because it's a little, if you want to really settle in for a FaceTime call, I like doing it via computer because then your hand's not getting tired. Holding it up like this.
No, I get what you mean, but I haven't done that in years.
Oh, no, but during the COVID years.
I mean Zoom, yeah.
Yeah, but that's the same.
FaceTime's different. FaceTime is FaceTime. You have to hold that, yeah.
Oh, madam. But you could do essentially a Zoom via FaceTime.
Okay, agree to disagree.
Okay. I'm going to stand up and scream at you Lisa screaming at Kiki.
That, okay.
This was...
So you're a dog hater. So let me hear your viewpoint from the jump of this fight.
No. What do you think my viewpoint is?
The dog should have starved.
Oh, so you're team Lisa then.
No, not at all. I think we're all being psycho here.
Well, no, I did think this was not really a flavor we see on Miami frequently of Kiki being you're so your viewpoint is so privileged.
Yeah. And you're looking down upon people
who are don't have the same stuff as you. We don't see that on Miami.
Yeah. That makes sense. I'm team Kiki.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And Queen Larsa was seeing Kiki's point of view.
Queen Larsa.
Meanwhile, Julia's making out with everybody.
And she's if Martina sees, she'll be good.
Until we get to the Isle of the Dolls. This looks like your like little troll cavern.
It's like a house I built
with your own bare hands, dying up. Like you are the man who lost his mind.
Yeah,
dying up the dolls.
I think actually it gave me like a lot of inspiration,
ideas, design.
For, yeah, like for my spiral staircase, I'm just gonna start hanging the dolls.
No, no, that is fucked up, scary shit. I forbid.
You can't control me.
You don't know me.
A movie you've never seen?
No, I did famously.
Oh.
During Cornova.
Oh.
Before we got on the ferry boat, which like maybe...
Gondola.
The gondola that made Lisa dive into madness was the like the call with the lawyer and then the call with Lenny. About, yeah, like, this agreement shit.
Mm-hmm.
Lenny being like, you shall never lay with another man for as long as I live. It's like...
That's what the Bible told me.
You're like a freak.
Yeah.
Lenny. Leonard. Some women are, like, during the meltdown are seeing, like, oh, like, this is why this is happening. But then, oh, my God, it was so... Oh, Larsa was actually being a monster. I'll acknowledge when the
monster. Oh, you mean your queen?
My queen. By the way, if you lost Jody, you'd be screwed. I don't know anybody who would take your shit.
Oh my God.
No, the matriarch jumped.
But that being said, it's like Lisa found Jody like real quick.
Yeah. It's giving Ariana and her boyfriend.
Oh.
Like Lala mentioned.
SpongeBob Millionaire.
No, Ariana Maddox. Oh my God. Wow. That was silly. I'm very excited to celebrate Pride.
Same.
With Ariana.
Adriana.
Adriana. Oh, yeah. Not to be confused with Ariana Maddox or Mrs. Pants. Square Pants. Oh, my God.
I actually want to go there.
To
Mexico City Pride.
Mexico City Pride?
Yeah.
Hoping for an Adriana Demora return? Or just, like, for fun?
No. We're doing a live podcast from the stage. Okay. Could you imagine?
I mean, if the crowds come out for Adriana, hopefully we get like a fraction.
Doubtful.
Okay. Why don't we travel once again to the famous castle in Scotland?
I'm shaking.
The Traitor's Castle.
What an episode.
But like every episode is what an episode.
I know, but like it just keeps on getting fucking better.
Yeah. I would say we started this with like a strange production decision of just Alan announcing that Bergy was targeted from the jump.
Yeah, I think Alan wanted like us, the audience, to be in on the Bergy of it all. Because okay. We have become lovers of Bergy.
Bergalicious.
Yeah. Do you think he must be a Cancer?
Why?
He's so sensitive.
Oh, well, I mean, like you probably can recognize, like, game recognize game, cancer recognize yeah. cancer.
Ginger recognize ginger.
Ginger recognize ginger. Perhaps. Yeah. I mean, Dan's number was up. Parvati's number was up. It was mm-hmm. interesting that Peter correctly unaccused CT right off the bat.
Isn't that wild? Peter...
What's going on in that brain?
I like remember him being a part of the cultural conversation. Oh. Like Pilot Pete, you're like The Bachelor.
Sure.
I'm sure he did something bad at some point, because all men do. But the fact that like he has emerged a hero, when a hero comes along.
With the strength to carry on.
Yeah.
He is doing it hashtag for Larsa.
Yeah.
No, we did finally like Larsa's seed. Came to harvest this episode.
Not Larsa's seed.
She planted the seed and she will see it harvest. Sure,
yeah, yeah, yeah. And obviously, Bergie's still doing a hashtag for Janelle.
Hashtag for Janelle.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Peter's got the girls running around in circles. Peter's closing doors.
Mm-hmm.
Peter's saying, please leave. Peter's entertaining Dan and Parvati individually in the kitchen with the hole in the island where we store goods.
I know. What's with that?
I don't know.
It's almost reminiscent of Yolanda's fridge.
Yeah. It's like we have so much space, we don't even know what to do with it.
Exactly.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Okay. I'm a Parvati fan.
So you're not far from the shallow.
Well, I'm far from the shallow now. What I was about to say, though, was she giving this episode? Because it seemed like she would, like she sat Peter down.
Yeah.
And then she, like, kind of just, like, meandered away.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, I think that was strange editing.
I do think she was giving in the final round table.
You said she was not serving though when we when we did our table fashion critique.
Well, not fashion.
Well, that's like the most important thing.
Sure.
Really.
Yeah. I mean, Kate was serving. Yeah. See.
I mean, Phaedra was.
And yeah, MJ's always serving.
MJ,
see?
That's default.
Like, MJ hasn't done anything this entire just look season, confused. But serve C.
Yeah. Well, like that, like some people are cast for that. Okay. The challenge.
Yeah.
Running around in circles.
It was reminiscent of the iconic Kate Chastain challenge from season one, where she kept on throwing like the barrels of the money further away.
And this time she was actually a hero, letting Pilot P shoot his shot, as one might say.
Yeah, when a hero comes along.
Except Sheree.
Getting the shield.
Earns her shield.
I will say, there's one thing about Sheree, is she is an athlete.
I mean,
that's what people say about Sheree.
Well, she does have the line, the athleisure line.
Yeah.
It's interesting that we have no She by Sheree. I guess, like, she can't wear that. It's, like, too much.
Well, no, because in Scotland, you have to serve C.
Yeah.
Not S by S.
Okay. Sheree's going to fumble her way to the end.
It is reminiscent of Cynthia Bailey in Celebrity Big Brother. Just kind
Bailey-in.
Of. Yeah. And it's almost, it's not one-to-one, but it also is reminiscent kind of Kate Chastain last season.
Yes.
Of The Traitors, where it's like, not doing anything, but still standing.
Well, it's kind of like, I guess no one thinks you're a traitor, and no one thinks you're like the faithful mastermind. So it's kind of like a really sweet spot to have.
It's like her, Burgalicious,
John,
and maybe Kevin.
Yeah.
The bimbiest bim.
And MJ.
Yeah. Well, MJ. I mean, there's traitor, faithful, then serving C.
She is the third. The third thing you can be. Okay. And so, like, Dan, like, leading up to the thing, he's like, all right, guys, like, this is going to be it. This is going to be it. And we knew before we sat down he was going to go after Phaedra. That was his only shot.
Yeah, he got one shot.
We thought, is this going to be the episode where Phaedra says, this is not The Bachelor and I don't need to get a rose from you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Dan successfully turns everyone against Phaedra. But that was not the case.
Not the case at all. Phaedra, okay, first of all, Phaedra masterclass in turning it back around. And then I loved our supporting attorneys.
Oh.
Kate Chastain jumping in and Burgalicious.
Burgalish.
It's like
supporting his mommy.
What's like the, okay, you know when like you're, I guess like the DA, there's like the main girl and then like the supporting girl who's like sitting there.
Well, yeah, there's sometimes a team.
I remember that from Jury Duty.
Sure, yeah.
There was main girl and supporting girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kate Chastain was main girl. And like, you wouldn't think a lawyer needs a lawyer.
But sometimes a lawyer needs a lawyer.
Famously, lawyers need lawyers.
Well, they always say don't represent yourself.
Yeah.
But I gotta say, Phaedra did do a good job of representing herself. Especially because like, Dan's at the advantage of coming up with a script before he sits down.
Mm-hmm.
Phaedra has to just like, go on the fly.
And like, they kept on showing her like, looking kind of lost, or like more lost, or like more
nervous
or lost for words than you would usually see Phaedra.
Yeah.
But she came right back And then I just appreciated Kate played the role of being like, Dan, you're like a dumbass.
I did love that. Yeah. So to me, it's like, yeah, Parvati's up next. And Trishel thought what I thought many people would be thinking, that, oh, this is Dan's last hurrah.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go after Phaedra. If we get Phaedra, then the heat's off me.
Right. Yeah.
So Phaedra's fucked. And I wonder if that, like, fight with Pilot Pete, it's either Pete accepts and turns on Phaedra, or Pete rejects.
Well, yeah, the traitors, once Dan was out, were given the option, which I knew was coming, of recruiting a traitor.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. Pete has, like, his little alliance that he might feel safe with.
Yeah.
But part of his alliance, like, Burgalicious is part of his alliance, and Burgalicious loves Phaedra.
Mm.
So it's like, there's cracks in that alliance.
Yeah. But I don't know how this is going to play out. Like, it's hard to suss it out because the two most obvious targets are traitors right now.
I know.
And
that's why this twist is perfect.
But I know, it's just kind of weird though, because it's like this twist of, is this always, like, they always get to recruit as soon as someone's, it's like the traitors are just getting set up to win. That's so hard for the faithful.
Well, here's the thing about this game is it's like stupid and makes no sense.
Yeah, it's stupid and makes no sense.
And we're like making up rules as we go, but it's so watchable.
Yeah. I mean, I've never watched anything other than US One, but from what I think I've heard in the ether is that, like, the traitors always win.
Okay.
So.
And that'll teach you something about life.
Traitors always win.
Yeah.
Cheaters always win. Traitors always win.
Yeah. Cut to November 2024. Oof.
Oh, no.
It took you a second.
Yeah, so.
One more thing that I just wanted to point out about when they were doing the challenge, and we were laughing about it, was when Trishel spotted the shield across the river and fucking abandoned what's-his-name, and he was falling in the river. And
she finally had an opportunity to, like, make me forget her evicting Peppermint.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. We have a Freak of the Week in the One True Queen. I think, like, on the heels of this, it's hard not to give it to one Dan Giesling.
Fucking loser.
Trying to come for the queen, you best not miss.
He might not just be the Freak of the Week. He might be Freak of the Year.
Ooh, an early selection.
Just like, okay. His, like, he kept on being like, oh, I came out of retirement to do this. Bitch, you were on a game show twice. That's not like a fucking career, bitch.
Okay. I do love that, like, I don't, for whatever reason, we as a cast keep mistakenly saying he won Big Brother twice. Yeah. And then he did correct them this week, saying, well, I was close the second time.
And to be honest, I wasn't a Big Brother person when he was having his moment. But I mean, like, that being said, I have sucked out, like, people from the past Big Brother before I watched who I like. Like, fucking Brittany Haynes. I watch her compilations on YouTube all the time.
Well, we need a Brittany Danielle Big Brother duo next year.
Oh my God. Brittany got a shout on Jeff Lewis Live today from Todrick Call.
Oh my God.
And then I also, like, would seek out Janelle content and that little gay guy, Reagan.
Oh, yes.
The one who has, like, that great moment with Rachel Riley.
Yes.
Get him on TV.
Oh, okay. He's ready.
Yeah.
Okay. A One True Queen. I guess, like, kind of making up for the fact that we don't have an Alexis Bellino update this week. We do need the touchdown with at least someone in Orange County.
Though, to be honest, there actually was an Alexis Bellino update this week.
The girls did all hands on deck.
Her and Shannon were Barbenheimering at Emily's birthday.
So there's your mini Alexis Bellino update for the week. But Heather Dubrow, One True Queen.
Okay.
Lady in Red, as the housewives always say.
We have three mothers.
We have three mothers.
Their names are Dominique Jackson from Pose.
Yes.
Heather Dubrow.
From Orange County.
Yes. And Yvonne Orgy.
from Insecure.
Yes.
And Comedian.
Yes. They all attended. What was the event?
It was the American Hearts Association.
Loving You Is Red.
Loving You Is Red fundraiser. So the three of them are posed on the staircase, wrapped in red.
Posed. Yes.
Took a page from Dominique's book.
Tens across the board,
looking stun gun set to 100.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's all you need to be queen.
Sometimes you just need to be in a fucking photo.
Sometimes you just have to be photographed.
And sometimes to be a freak, you have to be the biggest fucking loser I've ever seen on television.
Oh my God. It's like you killed your family. Jeez.
He tried.
Okay. What a week. Head over to comethroughqueen.com. Links to everything, including Patreon. Bonus episode talking about the homes of Potomac. And the Potomac area.
Yeah.
And vacation homes.
Yeah.
And obviously links to socials. And just like, comment, subscribe, heart, share, retweet.
Love us, please retweet.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
I wanna see ya come through, queen.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.